大家好。
Greetings to everyone。
当耶稣在登山宝训解释不可奸淫的时候呢
？When Jesus preached on the during the Sermon of the Mount regarding adultery，
他基本上是分开三段。
He basically divided into three sections。
第一段呢，就是马太福音五章二十七到二十八。八节讲到不可奸淫是包括什么
？The first section is recorded in Matthew chapter 5 verses 27 through 28, talking about what adultery encompasses.
它不但只包括不可奸淫的行为，也包括淫念，我们的思想。
Not only adultery includes the action of committing adultery, but also includes lustful thoughts in our own mind.
第二段呢是二十九到三十节。
The second section is in verses 29 and 30.
是讲到怎么防止犯奸淫。
That talks about how to prevent from committing adultery.
从前我读这个经文的时候呢，我不知道呢，耶稣只是用一个夸张的手法去写这段经文。
When I was reading these verses previously, I did not understand that Jesus was expressing his thoughts through an exaggerated way.
后来有一个牧师解释，给我才明白。
I finally understood when I heard a pastor providing an explanation.
他说这个是一个夸张的手法，因为我们知道下眼的人呢，也可以有淫念的思想。
We know that this is an exaggerated way because we know people,
blind.
Even blind people can have lustful thoughts.
所以耶稣在这边是什么意思啊？
So what was Jesus talking about here?
他是说呢，我们要有这个决心去断绝，把这个淫有你的来源呢去断绝了。
What Jesus is referring to is that we need to have determination to exterminate all sources of our lustful thoughts.
所以无论这个代价有多大，我们都要付出。
And that's regardless of how heavy a price we must pay. We must commit ourselves to it.
所以如果你的电脑是你淫有的来源呢，把它掉掉。
So if your computer is the source of your temptation, then you need to throw it away.
那么如果电影是你的淫友，那么你就不要进这个电影院了。
If movie causes you temptation, then you should not enter a theater.
如果你的朋友是你的淫友呢，那么你就不要再见他。
If your friend is your temptation, then you should not see them again.
因为失去这些东西，比起你下地狱。还是一个比较好的一个选择。
Because losses of those things is a much better choice than you going to hell.
第三段呢，是三十一到三十二节。
The third section is recorded in verses 31 and 32.
这一段就是耶稣讲到离婚跟再婚的问题。
And this is where Jesus talked about divorce and remarrying.
也是今天讲到的主题。
And this is today's main topic of our sermon.
离婚是一个普遍的一个问题。
Divorce is a very common phenomenon.
也是一个痛苦的问题。
And it's also a painful problem.
但是呢，主耶稣谈到不可奸淫的时候呢，他没有逃避不讲离婚与再婚的问题。
But when Jesus is talking about adultery, he did not shy away from talking about divorce.
所以呢，我想我也不应该逃避讲这个题目。
And therefore, I feel like that I should not avoid talking about it either.
我相信呢，圣经都是神所默示的。
I know that the Bible is all words in the Bible came from God.
都是对我们有益处的。
And it's beneficial to all of us.
所以呢，我希望今天讲到也是对每一个人有益处。
So I hope today's sermon will be beneficial to everyone.
所以我们开始之前，我们一起祷告。
So before we begin, let's pray.
亲爱的天父，
Dear Heavenly Father,
求神你给我们一个敞开的心。
We ask you to give us an open heart.
去把你的话听进去。
That we can absorb your word.
因为我们知道你的话就是真理。
Because we know your word is the truth.
真理给我们自由。
The truth gives us freedom.
给我们自从罪里面释放出来。
That we may be released from sin.
也从我们的痛苦里面释放出来。
And we may be released from our pain.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Thank you for listening to our prayer, praying in Jesus' name.
Amen.在耶稣在福音书里面呢，其实是有两次，谈到离婚跟再婚的问题。
In the book of Gospel, actually, Jesus talked about divorce and remarrying twice.
第一次就是我们刚刚读到的这个马太福音第五章。
The first time was just what we read, chapter 5 from the book of Matthew.
第二段呢，是在马太福音十九章三到十二节。
The second time was also in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verses 12.
所以呢，今天呢，我们就会注重用十九章这段经文来解释离婚与再婚这个问题。
So today we're going to use verses in chapter 19 to talk about divorce and remarrying.
所以我们第一个问题呢，要问的就是可不可以离婚
？So the first question we want to ask is, can we divorce.
这个问题其实呢，在耶稣的时代呢，已经在讨论了。
And this topic actually was already discussed during the time of Jesus.
十九章的第三节说，在有法利赛人来试探耶稣说，人无论什么缘故都可以休妻吗
？And verse 3 of chapter 19 says that some Pharisees came to him to test him. They asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any and every reason?"
其实当时的法利赛人呢是分两派。
And actually, there were two kinds of two groups of Pharisees at that time.
第一派呢叫 Shammai.
The first group is called Shammai.
他们是保守派。
They're conservatives.
另外一派呢叫 Hillel.
The second group is called Hillel.
他是开放派。
They're more open, more liberal.
两派呢都是根据《生命记》二十四章。来决定离婚的理由。
And both groups based their interpretations verses from chapter 24 of the book of Deuteronomy.
生命记二十四章的第一节呢，他简直说：人若娶妻以后，见他有什么不合理的事，不喜悦他，就可以写休书交在他手上，打发他离开夫家。
In verse 1 of chapter 4 of the book of Deuteronomy says that if a man marries a woman who becomes displeasing to him because he finds something indecent about her and he writes her a certificate of divorce, gives it to her and sends her away from his house.
那他们讨论的事情就是什么叫不合理的事。
The point of their discussion is what is considered as indecent.
保守派的显妈就是他们的了解呢，就是指到这些不正洁的事。
So Shammai, the more conservative group's interpretation is that indecent means unholy.
Marital unfaithful.
It's marital unfaithfulness.
但是呢，这个开放派呢，Hillel 他们的认为，任何事情都可以。
And Hillel, on the other hand, the more liberal group, believes that a certificate of divorce can be given for any reason.
他们在他们的写的书里面讲到，包括你吃子煮饭煮的不好，你可以把它收的。
In the book they wrote, based on their interpretation, they stated that you can divorce your wife based on her poor cooking.
所以呢，他们来到耶稣面前，他就要问耶稣：“你是哪一派啊？你的立场是什么
？”So these people came in front of standing before Jesus and asked for Jesus' interpretation and wanting to find out which interpretation he follows.
所以耶稣在十九章第四节就回答他们。
And Jesus replied in verse 4 of chapter 19.
那我希望你留意一个事情。
And I hope you pay attention to one thing.
耶稣没有马上回答他们离婚这个问题。
Jesus did not immediately reply the question about divorce.
耶稣是先讲 婚姻是什么才回答他可不可以离婚。
Jesus answered first by explaining what marriage is all about before he answered the question about divorce.
所以呢，耶稣的意思就是，如果你不明白什么叫婚姻呢，你是不能够明白什么叫离婚。
So Jesus' point is that if you don't understand what marriage is about, then you're not going to understand what divorce is about.
所以呢，第四节呢，耶稣回答说，那起初造人的是造男造女。
In verse 4, Jesus replied that at the beginning the Creator made them male and female.
首先呢，耶稣是回到神的创造。
So Jesus at first went back to God's creation.
那我问我们中间的丈夫，你的太太是谁呀？
So I ask all the husbands among us, who's your wife?
你太太对你来说是谁呀？
In other words, what is your wife to you?
当神创造亚当的时候呢，神说，因为神见到亚当这个人独居不好，才为他创造他的配偶。
Because when God created Adam, he decided that it's not good for Adam to be alone, and therefore he created a helper for him.
所以呢，他说，神说，他做，为他做了一个配偶帮助他。
And that's why God created a partner or a helper to help him.
妻子是丈夫的配偶。
Wife is a husband's partner.
最好的翻译呢，其实是他的 counterpart。
A better translation is his counterpart.
这是好像他的相反一样。
In other words, it's his mirror image.
还有呢，圣经告诉我们呢，妻子是丈夫的帮助。
And the Bible also tells us that the wife is a husband's helper.
那你不要想到哦，他是帮助，他是一个帮手，就是低等的。
Do not think that a helper means that she's of inferior class.
原因就是在圣经里面呢，常常讲到了耶和华神是我们人的帮助。
Because the Bible also talked about that the Lord, our Lord, is our help.
所以呢，我们的太太是对我们来说是什么？
So once again, what is our wife to us then?
她是我们的配偶，又是我们的帮助者。
She's our counterpart, but she's also our helper.
夫妻的关系呢，是一个互相补足的一个关系。
A relationship in a marriage between husband and wife is a complementary relationship.
所以呢，回到马太福音十九章第五节里面呢，耶稣就继续讲了。
So now to return back to chapter 19, verse 5, Jesus continued.
并且说，认识人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。解经你没有念过吗？
And verse 5, and said, For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother to be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. Have you not read?
那这一个夫妻的关系呢，在世上是没有其他关系，比这个关系更亲密的。
There is no other relationship in this world that can be more intimate than a relationship between a husband and a wife.
那么在第六节呢，耶稣就开始讲到他对婚姻的看法。
And in verse 6, Jesus talked about his viewpoint on marriage.
第六节说，既然如此。夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体，所以神所配合的人不可分开。
So there are no longer two, but one, and therefore what God has joined together, let man not separate.
耶稣在这边呢，否定了一件事情。
At this point, Jesus denied one thing.
夫妻不再是两个人。
Jesus denied that the husband and wife are two separate individuals.
不再是两个人。
Okay. Yeah.
他肯定了一件事情。
He confirmed one thing.
就是夫妻乃是一体。
That husband and wife are but one.
那么他的结论就是神所配合的人不可分开。
And his conclusion was that what God has joined together, man cannot separate.
所以耶稣怎么回答可不可以离婚这个问题啊？
So how did Jesus answer the question about whether one can divorce?
他说不可分开。
His answer was they cannot be separated.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为夫妻是同一个生命。
Because they have formed one life.
最近有一个弟兄问我。
Recently a brother asked me.
牧师，你的婚姻观是到底呢？道德呢？哪一个境界？
He asked me, regarding your marital situation, how much of a supreme level have you reached?
他还问我一个问题，他说，你跟吴天中他们怎么比较？
He asked a tougher question, so how does your marital relationship compare with Tian Wu's marital relationship?
那他这样子问的时候，让我想到夫妻的关系最高的境界是什么呢？
So this question led me to think about what it means for a marital relationship to reach the highest state possible.
我想就是同为一体。
And I think the answer is to form a union of one.
那么同为一体的表现是什么？
So what's the manifestation of forming one union?
我相信就是以弗所书五章二十八节。
And I believe it's set in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 28.
这边呢，okay, 他讲到了，丈夫当照让爱自己，如同爱自己的身子。
Here it says that in the same way husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies.
那这一节圣经呢，可以停在这里呢，已经是一个很了不起的一个境界。
So this particular verse could have ended right here, and it would have reached amazing status.
但是呢，这个还不是最高的境界。
And this is not the pinnacle that one can reach.
因为这句话还有分你跟我。
Because this particular sentence still points out a separation between you and me.
更高的境界呢是下一句。
A higher pinnacle is actually recorded in the next sentence.
他说，爱自己便是爱自己。
It says that he who loves his wife loves himself.
夫妻成为一个人。
Husband and wife become a person of one.
从此以后没有分别。
And from that point on, there is no separation.
你知道，婚姻是神给人的一个礼物。
You need to know that marriage is a gift from God.
因为两个人结婚以后呢，你的快乐就成为两倍。
Because after you get married, your own happiness is multiplied by a factor two.
因为他的快乐成为你的快乐。
Because her happiness also becomes your happiness.
但是你的痛苦就减一半哦。
But your suffering is reduced by half.
因为你要两个人同时去担当这个痛苦。
Because now you have two people to burden that suffering at the same time.
为什么不可离婚呢？
Why is it that we are not allowed to divorce?
只是因为你离婚的时候，就是把这个连在一起的生命再次撕裂开来。
Because when you divorce, you are taking a life that has been joined together and physically tore it apart.
第二个原因，耶稣说为什么不可分开呀？
And what's the second reason that Jesus said that you cannot separate?
就是这个，因为婚姻是神所配合的。
Because marriage is appointed by God.
婚姻不是一个感觉。
Marriage is not just a mere feeling.
也不是一个合同。
And it's not just a common bond.
不是一个 contract.
It's not a contract.
Okay, 它是你夫妻在神面前立约。
It is a covenant that a husband and wife enter in front of God at the same time.
你们还记得你们结婚的时候说过什么话？
Do you still remember the vows you took when you first got married?
我们会说我们是奉神的名，我与某某结为夫妻，从今以后无论是恩乐困苦 富足、贫穷、软弱、健康，我都敬爱你、保护你，直到终生。这是我诚信应许你的。
And the vow we take in front of God, it says that in the name of God, I myself take you to be my husband or wife, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, for richer or for poor, in sickness and in health, and to love and to cherish until we are parted by death. And this is my solemn vow.
可能你不是在教会里面结婚。
Perhaps you did not get married in a church.
但是在神的眼里面是没有分别的。
But there is no difference.In God's eyes.
我们夫妻就是神所配合的。
Our husband and wife team is appointed or unified by God.
这个结合只有死亡能够把它分开。
And this union can only be separated by death.
那么我们第二个问题要问的时候呢，就是有没有例外的？
The second question we need to ask them, is there any exception?
这个就是当时法利赛人的一个反应。
And this is actually the reaction of the Pharisees at the time.
因为他听到耶稣说不可离婚的时候，他们在想一定有例外了。
So when they heard Jesus saying that there can be no divorce, they were thinking that there must be exceptions.
要不然摩西为什么吩咐我们只要给秀树的时候就可把它秀了呢？
Otherwise, why would Moses give the command that all we have to do is to provide a certificate of divorce and then we can send her away?
所以呢，在耶稣在第八节里面呢，他就这样子讲。
And Jesus said the following verse 8.
耶稣说摩西因为你们信应所以许你们休妻但起初并不是这样
Jesus replied Moses permitted you to divorce your wives because your hearts were hard and it was not this way from the beginning
那我希望你留意两个字
I want you to pay attention to two words
第一个字呢就是吩咐
The first word is command
第二个字呢就是讲到就是允许的许这个字
the second word is permitting
耶稣的意思呢就是神没有吩咐我们离婚只是允许我们这样子做
so Jesus' point was that God did not command us to divorce but rather he only permitted us to divorce
那什么叫吩咐啊
what does it mean to command
吩咐就是一个诫命啊
A command is a commandment.
在圣经里面呢，诫命有两种啊。
There are two kinds of commandments in the Bible.
有一种呢是没有条件的。
One is unconditional.
好像不可杀人就没有什么条件在背后。
An example for that category is one shall not kill. There is no exception to that.
那么还有一种呢，就是呢，我们说是有条件的诫命。
And another kind of commandment is a conditional one.
他通常是说若怎么怎么样你就可以做什么什么事
and that type of commandment usually starts with an if statement if you do such and such and then therefore you can be such and such
生命记二十四章讲到离婚的这个事情的时候就是属于这一类
so the chapter 24 of the book of Deuteronomy when it talks about divorce it belongs to the second category of commandment
那如果你回去看《生命记》二十四章第一节的时候呢
？So if you go back and look at the first verse of chapter 24,
你就会发觉呢，你就明白耶稣的意思。
Then you will understand what Jesus meant.
因为呢，《生命记》二十四章的第一节呢，他是说，人若不喜欢他的刺，他不是。其实原本的圣经呢，他不是说人若不喜欢他的妻子呢，就可以写休书给他，不是这样子哦。这个是中文翻译，他把它翻成这样子。
So the in the original language, it's actually not. It was not saying that if a wife has become displeasing to the husband, then the husband can write a certificate of divorce.
如果你看英文圣经呢的时候，你会发觉呢，其实是他是。 从第一节二十四章的第一节到第三节，都是这个我们叫这个 condition， 就是这个条件里面的。
So if you go back and look at the English version of these verses, you'll see that throughout verses 1 and 3, there are a lot of conditions embedded in these statements.
所以包括你受气时期是其中的一个条件。
Divorcing one's wife is only one of the conditions listed.
这个诫命是到第四节里面你才见到。
The commandment itself is only revealed in verse 4.
所以你知道《生命记》二十四章一到四节，其实它的这个命令是什么？
So from that, do you know what the commandment is in verses 1 to 4 of chapter 24?
它的意思是，如果你不喜欢你的妻子，把她休了，那么她将来嫁了另外一个人，这个丈夫比方说不要她，或者这个丈夫死掉，这个就是这个条件。他说就是这样子，将来你还是不能把他再娶回来。
So the real meaning without taking out of the context of these verses is saying that if you give your wife a certificate of divorce and then she remarries someone, and if the second husband also gives her a certificate of divorce, or if the second husband diesThen, therefore, you cannot remarry this woman.
所以这条诫命其实是告诉我们呢，如果你真的要离婚，你要想清楚。
So what this commandment really is telling us that if you are actually thinking about divorce, you have to think through it very clearly.
因为你很有可能是没有在有这个可能再跟他结婚。
What this commandment is saying is that once he divorces a woman, there is a very good possibility that you will not be able to marry her again.
所以呢，这个不是神命令我们告诉我们你可以离婚，其实他是告诉我们你离婚以后，有一些情形底下你是不可以再跟你的前妻再结婚的。
So God through this commandment is not saying that.We can actually divorce, but rather he's saying that after you divorce your wife, under a list of conditions, you may not be able to marry her again.
所以这句经文就是为什么耶稣说，其实是神容许我们离婚。
And this is why, based on these verses, Jesus said that God permits us to get divorced.
他知道人的心就是很硬。虽然他们知道神的心意是不可分开，但是离婚的事情在社会里面还是会发生。
And Jesus understands that men's hearts are very hard. So even though we are not destined to be separated, but in the real world, we're still going to get divorces.
所以呢，《生命记》二十四章是用来保护婚姻的圣洁的。
So actually, these verses in chapter 24 of Deuteronomy is intended to protect the sanctity of a marriage.
所以当耶稣解释完《生命记》二十四章一到四节的时候呢，他就回答法利赛人，他的问题就是有没有例外这个问题了。
So after Jesus finished explaining verses 1 through 4 of chapter 24 of Deuteronomy, he proceeded in answering Pharisees' question about whether there is any exception or not.
第九节说，我告诉你们，凡受妻另娶的，若不是为了淫乱的缘故，就是犯了奸淫了。那有人娶那被休的妇人，也是犯了奸淫了。
And the verse 9 says that I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for marital unfaithfulness or sexual immorality,and marries another woman commits adultery.
有没有例外啊？
Is there any exception?
有啊。
Yes.
就是淫乱。
And exception is committing adultery.
但是耶稣这个回答没有停在离婚的这一点上。
But Jesus' answer did not just stop at the topic of divorce.
他还有讲到再婚的一个问题。
He extended into the topic of remarrying.
所以呢，就来到我们第三条问题了，就是可不可以再结婚呢？
So that leads to our third question, which is, can we remarry?
那么呢，解释第十九章第九节呢，有两个可能性。
There are two possible interpretations to verse 9 of chapter 19.
第一种解释呢，就是如果是因为淫乱的原因呢，另外一方可以离婚，可以再结婚。
One interpretation is that if divorce is caused by sexual immorality, then the innocent party can divorce and remarry.
第二种解释呢，就是同一样，就是这个为了淫乱的缘故，这个人呢可以离婚，但是他不可以再结婚。
The second interpretation starts out the same, that if divorce is caused by sexual immorality, then one can get a divorce, but one cannot remarry.
那么两个可能性，哪一个比较是耶稣的意思呢？
Which one is more probable according to Jesus' meaning?
那我想呢，是第二种。
I think it's the second interpretation.
就是可以离婚，但是不可以再婚。
That you can't divorce, but you cannot remarry.
那我告诉你为什么我觉得这个是比较是耶稣的意思。
I'll explain why I think this is more likely to be Jesus' interpretation.
第一个原因呢，就是门徒听到的反应。
The first reason is based on the apostles' reaction.
那门徒听到的反应呢，在第十节呢，门徒就对耶稣说：“人和妻子自是解样，倒不如不娶。”
The disciples' reactions is recorded in verse 10, which says that the disciples said to him, "If this is the situation between a husband and a wife, it's better not to marry."
那为什么我说这个反应就是门徒觉得很惊奇？耶稣为什么会坚持回答法利赛人？
And this reaction, of course, shows that the apostles were very surprised how Jesus was answering the Pharisees.
如果奸淫是允许一个人离婚之后再婚，这个就是跟保守派什么的立场是没有分别。
If committing adultery permits one to divorce and remarry, then it's not too different from the conservative Shammai's point of view.
所以，如果这个是耶稣的意思呢，门徒不应该觉得惊奇。
If this was what Jesus had intended with his statement, then the apostles should not be too surprised.
但是门徒他听到以后耶稣的反应回答的时候，他们的结论就是倒不如不结婚好了。
But instead, the disciples' reaction after hearing Jesus' explanation was that, well, it's better not to get married.
所以很可能门徒就是了解了离婚以后还是不可以再结婚。
So therefore, it's quite possible that the disciples' understanding based on Jesus' interpretation is that one can divorce, but then he cannot remarry.
另外一个原因呢，是保罗在哥林多前书第七章的教导。
And another reason is based on Paul's teaching in 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
其实呢，保罗在哥林多前书第七章里面呢，是讨论结婚的不同的问题。
And in chapter 7, Paul talked about different aspects of marriage.
好像呢，在什么情形底下一个人可以再婚呢？
For example, under what conditions can one remarry?
保罗讲到只是寡妇就可以了。
And Paul talked about how widows can.
就是换句话说，如果你的配偶去世了，那么你可以再结婚。
In other words, your marital partner died and then you can remarry.
还有在什么情形底下人可以离婚呢？
And also under what circumstances can one get a divorce?
那保罗知道耶稣讲到奸淫是其中一个例外。
Paul knew that Jesus listed adultery as an exception.
保罗在哥林多前书里面加了另外一个例外。
Paul added another exception in 1 Corinthians.
这个就是七章十五节里面讲到。
And this is talked about in chapter 7 verse 15.
他讲到了如果有一对夫妻 其中有一个是不信主的。
He talked about a married couple, a husband and wife, one of which is an unbeliever.
十五节讲到，倘若那不信的人要离去，就由他离去吧。
15 talked about if the unbeliever leaves, let it be.
那虽然保罗在这边呢是没有用离婚这个字。
Even though Paul did not use the word divorce.
但是在我们今天的社会，其实这个就是分居。
But in today's language, it's essentially a separation.
我们知道呢，在我们社会里面，如果你分居，过了几年以后，你就是离婚了。
And we know that in today's world, after you move into a separated marital status, then eventually that will lead to a divorce.
但是离婚以后，可不可以再婚呢？
But can you remarry after you get a divorce?
那如果你看哥林多前书七章十到十一节的时候呢，保罗就这样子说。
But if you look at verses 10 and 11, chapter 7 of 1 Corinthians, Paul said the following.
至于那已经嫁娶的，我吩咐你们，此事不是我吩咐，乃是主吩咐说，妻子不可离开丈夫，若是离开了，不可再嫁，或是人同丈夫和好，丈夫也不可离开妻子。
To the married I give this command, not I, but the Lord. A wife must not separate from her husband. But if she does, she must remain unmarried or else be reconciled to her husband. And a husband must not divorce his wife.
保罗在这边呢很清楚解释离婚再婚的这个问题。
Here Paul explained clearly the issue involving divorce and remarriage.
唯一一个再婚离婚以后再婚的可能性，就是跟你原本的丈夫妻子复合。
So the only possible way for one to remarry after divorce is to remarry the original partner in your first marriage.
这个就是为什么门徒听到耶稣解释的时候，他们反应就是倒不如不结婚好了。
And that is why the apostles had the reaction of, well, it's better not to get married when you heard Jesus' interpretation.
所以呢，我们回到马太福音七章的十九章的十一到十二节里面呢，耶稣就继续去回答门徒。
Now let's return back to Matthew chapter 19, verses 11 and 12, and Jesus continued to provide an answer.
耶稣说，这话不是人都能领受的。唯独赐给谁，谁才领受。因为有人生来是厌人，也有被人厌的，并有为天国的缘故自厌的。这话谁能领受，就可以领受。
Jesus replied, Not everyone can accept this word, but only those to whom it has been given. For some are eunuchs because they were born that way, some others were made that way by man, and others...have renounced marriage or choose to be eunuchs because of the kingdom of heaven. The one who can accept this should accept it.
那门徒说，倒不如不结婚，就是独身好了。那么耶稣就告诉他，独身这个选择呢，可能有三种人会选择独身。
So the disciples said that, well, it's better not to get married, and it's probably better to remain single. And then Jesus...tell them that there are three conditions or three situations that one can remain single.
第一种人呢，就剩下来就是阉人。
The first category are the eunuchs who were born that way.
换句话说，他是天生有缺憾的。
These are the people who were born with a certain handicap.
你也可以把我们现在这些同性恋的人，他们说我天生都是不喜欢女人的时候，你也可以包括在这一类人里面。
And you can include the homosexuals who claim that they were born this way and they don't like women in this particular category.
第二类的人呢，就是被人厌的。
The second kind of eunuchs were those who were made by man.
这个当然就是包括当时的太监。
This would include those people who hold these positions in a palace.
那你也可以包括呢这些离婚的人，是给人 抛弃的离开的这些人，因为他根据耶稣的吩咐，他们是不能再结婚。
You can also include those people who had divorced or who had been deserted by their marital partners, because according to Jesus' interpretation, they cannot remarry again.
第三样的人呢，是为了天国的缘故自愿的。
And the third category of people include those who, for the sake of the kingdom of heaven, renounced marriage or wanted to remain eunuchs.
这些人就是保罗讲到的，他为了侍奉神守独身的。
And these are the people who want to remain unmarried in order to serve the Lord.
保罗说这样子独身是比较好，因为他可以专心的去侍奉神。
And Paul said that it's better this way because they can focus on serving God.
最后耶稣说这话谁能领受就可以领受。
And at the end Jesus said that the one who can accept this should accept this.
领受这个字让我们想到了是神给人的一个礼物。
The word accept leads us to think that this is a gift from God.
独身在圣经里面呢是一个恩赐。
Being single is a God-given gift according to the Bible.
它不是一个咒诅。
It's not a curse.
问题就是呢，你能不能够接受？
The question is whether you can accept.
但是耶稣讲这句话不是说啊，我能接受，那么我就独身；我不能接受，那么我就结婚，不是这样子。
But in Jesus' statement, he's not saying that this is you can be willy-nilly about this. You can accept it one day if you want to, and not accept it the next day if you don't want to.
耶稣是他。其实是鼓励我们，你凭信心去接受这个事情。
What Jesus is doing is encouraging us to accept this based on faith.
就是好像呢，耶稣有一句话说：“有耳的就应当听”，是同一个意思，就是希望我们凭信心去接受。
Just like when Jesus said that you should listen if you have ear, it's the same meaning, which is to accept based on faith.
今天呢，讲到。我们可以把归纳在以下几点。
So based on today's sermon, we can summarize into the following points.
第一，婚姻是神所配合的，是神的一个杰作。
First, marriage is joined together by God. It's a creation by God.
你两个人神变成一体的是。神所配合的人不可分开的。
So when two becomes one, that union is joined together by God and cannot be separated by man.
我每一次人家请我去证婚的时候，证婚的时候呢，我都会告诉他一个故事。
So whenever people ask me to be the chief witness of a marriage, I would tell them one thing.
我告诉他呢，结婚就好像庆过大减价一样。
I always tell them that marriage is like a clearance sale.
你见到这些公司，他比方说他关门大减价的时候，他会写一个什么样的poster 在前面
？So if you see companies, for example, they're going out of business, they have a clearance sale. What kind of signs or poster do you see?
他会写。All sales are final.
The sign will say all sales are final.
There is no return.
And there's no return.
这意思就是这些减价呢是不能退货的。
In other words, these clearance sales, goods from these clearance sales cannot be returned.
婚姻也是一样。
Marriage is the same.
在神的眼里面呢是不可分开。
In God's eye, it cannot be separated.
因为神你把你两个人已经连在一起了。
Because God has joined the two of you together already.
所以让我们去学习怎么二人成为一体。
So let us learn how to join two to become one.
每一次当我跟太太吵架的时候，我都会在神面前祷告说。
So whenever I argue with my wife, I would always come before God and pray.
成为我们中间的和平
and ask God to be the peace between us.
因为我知道呢，神是希望我们 两个人一生一世在一起的。
I believe that God wants the two of us to be together forever.
所以如果你是已经结婚的弟兄姊妹，
So if you are already married,
不要想着离婚。
Don't think about divorce.
神在马拉基书二章十六节说，他恨恶休妻的事情。
Because in the book of Malachi, chapter 2, verse 16, God says that he hates divorce.
希伯来书十三章第四节，神说，婚姻人人都当尊重，床也不可误会，因为苟合行淫的人，神必审判。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4, marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral.
如果你现在是在一个离婚的状态底下，
If you are currently in a divorce situation,
圣经说不可再结婚，
The Bible says you cannot remarry.
或者你跟有可能的时候，你跟你从前的配偶复合，
Or if possible, you can be reconciled with your previous spouse.
不要因为你是独身要感到苦读。
Do not feel like you're in suffering if you are alone.
独身是神给人的一个礼物。
Singleness is a gift from God.
就好像婚姻一样。
Just like the marriage is too.
你知道婚姻只在今世里面发生，在永生里面每一个人都是独身的。
You understand that marriage only a marriage union.Only occurs on this earth. In eternal life, everybody is single.
有的时候我们不明白为什么神会拣职选为我们选择。
Sometimes we do not understand why God chooses certain things for us.
就好像呢，我们是没有儿女，我们这个不是我们的选择，是神的安排。
And just like we don't have children, it's not by our own choice, but it's by God's plan.
但是我们是相信神是良善的。
But we believe that God is good.
我们相信我们所失去的神会用自己来填饱。
We believe that whatever we are missing, God will fulfill it in His own way.
最后我们有一些人是离婚又再结婚的。
And there are those who had divorced and remarried among us.
也就是说呢，他们没有可能是在跟原本的配偶符合了。
In other words, there's no chance for those people to be reconciled with their first spouse.
那这个可能是他们还没信主的时候发生呢。
Perhaps this happened before they became believers.
也有可能就是他们信主了，从来没有人向他们解释圣经里面的。
It's also possible that this happened after they become believers, but no one really explained what biblical requirements are.
也有可能就是他一时的软弱选择坚持做了。
And perhaps it's because they chose to do this due to temporary weakness.
但是呢，我希望你知道神的心意。
But I hope you understand God's will.
你今天听到耶稣的教训的时候，我希望你去思考。这个是不是圣经的教导？
So after you hear Jesus' teaching today, I hope you'll go back and think about, contemplate whether this is indeed the biblical teaching.
如果你同意的时候，那么我们就需要在神面前承认我们的罪。
If you agree, then we need to come before God and confess our sins.
圣经告诉我们，我们若认我们的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
The Bible tells us that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
那如果一个人已经为了这些事情认罪了，
if a person has confessed all these things because of these actions.
我希望你知道，神今天就是接纳你。
And we want you to, I want you to know that today God has accepted you.
在我们在基督里面就是一个新造的人。
We are a new creation in Christ.
旧事已过，已经都变成新的了。
The old has gone and the new has come.
我们无 没有这个需要为过去去难过。
We do not need to spend time to feel bad, to feel remorse about the past.
因为你在神的眼里面已经是一个新造的人。
Because you are already a new creation in God's eye.
神会祝福你今天的婚姻。
God will bless you, your marriage, through your marriage today.
就让我们每一个人做一个好的丈夫，好的妻子。
And teach every one of us to be a good husband or a good wife.
我们最后一同祷告。
And let's pray together.
神啊，我将这些话照到他们你将这些话照到我们，是叫我们不犯罪。
Dear God, you have given us these teachings is so that we will not commit sins.
但是你同时告诉我们，若有人犯罪，在父那里，我们有一位中保，就是那义者，耶稣基督。
And but we do know that if we have sinned, we have the mediator, the righteous one, and that is Lord Jesus Christ.
父神，我们谢谢你丰盛的慈爱。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your abundance of kindly love.
我们知道，当我们承认我们的罪的时候，神你就在主耶稣里面赦免我们。
And we know that when we confess our sins, you will forgive us in Lord Jesus.
我们就在基督里面成为新造的人。
And that we become a new creation in Christ.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Thank you for listening to our prayer and pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.